Blog Talk Radio.
To the cross in the desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me on the broadcast this morning. Today is Monday, January 6, 2020, and I am thoroughly excited about this program this morning. It has been a wild, emotional, busy ride since last Friday at this time, as the news of a reign of terror has ended in the world. The Baghdad Butcher, as he's notoriously known for, Qasem Soleimani, is dead. He was Iran's top military commander, and he was the Quds Force specialist, and he brought a reign of terror and deaths in the Middle East for the last almost 30 years or more. He is dead because Donald Trump, our president, is a great defender of the American and Iranian people. It was back on December 27th that one of the American contractors was killed through these different proxy attacks in and around our embassy. And as you know, in history, it was 7 years ago that our ambassador and three other military men were killed in Benghazi, and the Obama administration just sat still and watched them die. Well, Donald Trump is the new sheriff in town, and he was not about to let that happen again. He had good intelligence information that Soleimani, the top military commander for the Iranian regime, was planning attacks on our Iranian embassy, and so he sent a drone that fired missiles into his Jeep as he drove into the Baghdad airport, and Soleimani is dead. Now, of course, the Iranian government is furious, angry, and is planning big retaliation against our troops, and Donald Trump has warned the Iranian regime, go ahead and try it, and you will have more devastating attacks than you can even imagine. We're going to get to all of these stories this morning, but I want to do this for the sake of my audience that may not know a whole lot about who was Qasem Soleimani. Well, Soleimani was a butcher, as I mentioned, and an instrument of an Iranian proxy violence terrorizing millions in Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, etc. One of his main roles was to supply Hezbollah, that's a terrorist group, with a constant supply of missiles and rockets, while also quietly deploying 50,000 Iranian military to Syria in support of the brutal Assad regime. He was instrumental in the ongoing tragedy in Yemen through Iran's direct support for the Houthis. His role in preventing ISIS, if you remember, from entering Iran can be largely attributed to the Sunni-Shia divide. ISIS is Sunni, of course. Iran is obviously a Shia regime. His role in fighting ISIS in Syria really had more to do with supporting the Assad regime and ending a rival Sunni group that was directly treating its own regional hegemony. Rather than Soleimani being concerned about the peace and safety of ordinary people, this was a political ploy in the destruction of ISIS he was doing for the Iranian regime. So many people want to say, well, look, why are we taking out this famous general who helped defeat ISIS? Well, as I just mentioned to you, this is the reason why he did it. He wasn't doing it because he cared for the safety and peace of people. Now, as he engaged in these foreign measures, he was the leader of the notorious Quds Force, which was terrorizing, executing, spying, and kidnapping pro-democracy, women's rights, and human rights forces inside of Iran. Hundreds of thousands have died as a result of Soleimani's role carrying out Iran's regional objective. His direct impact in these countries, the Kurds, the Syrians, the Iranians, and other oppressed minorities, was his goal to spread the terror of the Islamic Revolution all over the world. Now, let me just state up front, you will see in the news all of these mourners in Iran, and certainly there are those mourning that are government-related people, but the majority of the Iranian people are celebrating all over the world, most of them secretly in Iran for fear of being arrested, but I have just seen so much celebration. In fact, Thursday night I was at work, and on break in the cafeteria, it was around 8 o'clock, and that would be around 5 o'clock Baghdad time. One of my Iranian friends sent me a message, "Soleimani is dead," and I quickly got on my cell phone and began to research what was going on. That was at the same time that Donald Trump, our leader, had a drone fire missiles into the Jeep of Soleimani, who had just arrived in the Baghdad airport and was driving in a Jeep, and he was taken out and killed instantly. A little bit more on the background of this man, so we know exactly how decisive and how incredibly important his death is. He was born into a poor agricultural family in the Kerman province, central Iran, in 1957. And he worked in construction and at the city water department before the 1978 Islamic Revolution began. Now, as the protests at that time against the Shah grew, Soleimani was involved in organizing demonstrations against the monarchy. So he was certainly against the Shah. After the Shah was deposed, Soleimani joined the Revolutionary Guards at its formation, which was 1979, and then he served as a leader of a company that helped repel Saddam Hussein's invasion in the Iraq-Iran War in 1980. He was promoted to commander of a division. He wasn't even 30 yet, and by the mid-80s was organizing missions inside Iraq to undermine the Hussein regime, often bullying, bribing, and otherwise exploiting Iraqi Kurds. It was in 1999 that he came to fruition. During the student uprising protests in Iran, he threatened to topple the government in order to crush the demonstrations. He was very violent. And in 2002, just a few months before the United States invaded Iraq, he was promoted to head of the Quds Force. U.S. officials say The guard under Soleimani taught Iraqi militants how to manufacture and use especially deadly roadside bombs against U.S. troops after the invasion of Iraq. He is responsible, directly or indirectly, for the deaths of some 600 U.S. troops. I want to tell you also that since his death, Ismail Ghiani, the successor to the slain Iranian general Soleimani, he has been promoted to take his place. He threatened us openly on Friday following his appointment to head of the Revolutionary Guard's Foreign Operations Arm. Ghani says, be patient and you will see the bodies of Americans all over the Middle East. Donald Trump responds by saying, let this serve as a warning that if Iran strikes any Americans or American assets, we have targeted 52 Iranian sites representing the 52 American hostages taken by Iran many years ago, some at a very high level and important to Iran and the Iranian culture, and those targets and Iran itself will be hit very fast and very hard. This is what Trump wrote on Twitter on Saturday, explicitly laying out that the U.S. will certainly retaliate if they are attacked. I want you to hear this very important broadcast now, which was on Fox News Friday, about this very important death of Qassem Soleimani.
Precision strike that killed the number one that killed the most terrorist anywhere in the world.
Qassem Soleimani. Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him. Under my leadership, America's policy is unambiguous to terrorists who harm or intend to harm any American. We will find you, we will eliminate you, we will always protect our diplomats, service members, all Americans, and our allies. For years, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its ruthless Quds Force under Soleimani's leadership has targeted, injured, and murdered hundreds of American civilians and servicemen. The recent attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq, including rocket strikes that killed an American and injured four American servicemen very badly, as well as a violent assault on our embassy in Baghdad, were carried out at the direction of Soleimani. Soleimani made the death of innocent people his sick passion, contributing to terrorist plots as far away as New Delhi and London. Today we remember and honor the victims of Soleimani's many atrocities, and we take comfort in knowing that his reign of terror is over. Soleimani has been perpetrating acts of terror to destabilize the Middle East for the last 20 years. What the United States did yesterday should have been done long ago. A lot of lives would have been saved. Just recently, Soleimani led the brutal repression of protesters in Iran, where more than 1,000 innocent civilians were tortured and killed by their own government. We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war. I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential. We do not seek regime change. However, the Iranian regime's aggression in the region, including the use of proxy fighters to destabilize its neighbors, must end, and it must end now. The future belongs to the people of Iran, those who seek peaceful coexistence and cooperation, not the terrorist warlords who plunder their nation to finance bloodshed abroad. The United States has the best military by far anywhere in the world. We have the best intelligence in the world. If Americans anywhere are threatened, we have all of those targets already fully identified, and I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary. And that in particular refers to Iran. Under my leadership, we have destroyed the ISIS territorial caliphate. And recently, American Special Operations Forces killed the terrorist leader known as al-Baghdadi. The world is a safer place without these monsters.
Without these monsters.
America will always pursue the interests of
good people,
great people,
great souls, while
seeking peace, harmony, and friendship.
And friendship
with all of the nations of
with
the
all
world.
Of the nations
thank you,
of
God
the world.
Bless you.
Thank you, God bless
God
you.
God bless our great
God
military.
Bless our
and
great
God bless
military
United
and God bless the United
of America.
States
America. Thank you very much.
Of America.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was President Trump in an historic announcement on Friday, January 3rd, shortly after the death of Qasem Soleimani. If the Iranians ever had any doubt that President Trump was their voice, this should dispel any doubt. He was responsible, that is Soleimani, for the death of the 1,500 protesters in the last couple of months who rose up after the hike in the gas prices. He killed his own people. He was so pro-government, he had no regard for anyone that wanted to have freedom and hope in the Islamic Republic. And I want to tell you, my Iranian friends have been celebrating. I picked out a couple of tweets that I wanted to share with you. One is from an Iranian woman. As an Iranian, I wanted to thank you with all my heart, Donald Trump, for putting an end to Soleimani. You just made the world a better place to live in. And she texted below in a hashtag, #FreeIran2020. Awesome tweet from her. And this is from Baharan. I think that's her name, Baharan. Dear Mr. President, as an American Iranian woman, just wanted to say thank you. You are brave, courageous, and intelligent as hell. I hope you see this message. Well, Iranians celebrated online. I got a cake with thank you, Mr. Trump, on it. I saw Iranians celebrating with pastry and dancing and celebration in Iraq. Iraqis were celebrating. This is a time of rejoicing for most Iranians. Again, when you watch the news, they are not going to tell you, that is the liberal news, why, that there are Iranians celebrating all over the world. They're going to just focus in on the pro-government mourners. But believe me, the Iranians are very, very happy in the death of this man. In fact, I want to give you now some time to listen to a special report right now from Los Angeles on the reaction of Iranians all over the world.
Well, many people here in Southern California are keeping a close eye on the heightened tensions with Iran.
KCAL 9's Amy Johnson live for us in Beverly Hills with reaction from the local Iranian community. Amy?
Well, Sarah and Juan, we spoke with three very different people here in the Southland, all Iranian Americans, and all believe that the death of Soleimani was a positive that will ultimately lead to peace in the world.
Praying for the peace, you know, it's the, everybody's goal, peace in the world. Hopefully it happens soon.
Optimism at Tocha Market in Westwood by owner Todd Kodadadi, an Iranian-American, as news spread of the death of Iran's top commander, General Soleimani.
Nobody liked to, people get killed, but this person had a lot of history behind him, and that's why make everybody happy.
Having a terrorist pay his due is a very happy moment.
Nooshin Mishkati was born in Iran but moved to Los Angeles as a girl to attend school. She's now an engineer for NASA.
So Soleimani is the brain behind all the terrorist attack, internal and external. So you could imagine how everyone was happy because he not only has killed many Americans, he's killed many Iranians and many other people around the world.
This is video of people celebrating in Iraq that Mishkati received from friends.
Haj Soleimani.
And video in Iran where they are also celebrating.
So he's gone. It's a turning point.
Kevin Nikju was also born in Iran and left at the age of 20, although his mother and brother are still there.
I was so happy, so excited when I heard the news. This is the news I was waiting for a long time, and I think it was overdue, but I'm glad it happened. This is a big move, big turning point for the people of Iran. for the freedom in, and democracy in the region.
I think the terrorist activities are weakened. I think we're in better days these days than where we were before, because we know he was plotting.
But Nikju isn't as optimistic.
I'm not sure this regime is just going to back off. I'm sure they're going to retaliate somehow.
But
we have to support the people of Iran for a regime change, and I think that is the best option.
Now, ultimately, they say they believe that the world is safer today than it was yesterday. Reporting live in Beverly Hills,
Amy Johnson, KCAL 9 News.
It is fantastic to hear these Iranians, Iranian Americans in Los Angeles, being able to freely speak up without fear. And to say that this is a great day of rejoicing, that finally a terrorist is dead, a very, very powerful terrorist is dead, so that peace can come to the world. Now, you would think that most Americans here would be supportive of the Iranian people and would be rejoicing. Well, you would be completely wrong when it comes to the liberals and the Democrats, who are so busy wanting to impeach our president that they spent most of the time after hearing the news of Soleimani's death to do nothing but politicize and criticize President Trump, that he did so without congressional approval, that he's going to send us into a war in the Middle East, and he's going to start World War III instead of rejoicing that a evil man was dead who killed over 600 Americans. These Democrats cannot for 1 minute support and give credit to anything Donald Trump does. And so they will go on and politicize and criticize. And in the end, they sound like the Iranian sympathizers who are mourning the death of Soleimani, whose casket is now laying in some mosque in Tehran. This is the sickness of the Democratic Party. Well, together, Many conservative people on the Fox 5 panel got together to discuss this issue just a couple of days ago. Let's listen.
He was plotting attacks against Americans, but now we've ensured that his atrocities have been stopped for good. They are stopped for good. I don't know if you know what was happening, but he was planning a very major attack, and we got him.
That was President Trump moments ago explaining why he took action to kill Iran's top general. He says he did it to prevent a war, but his critics are piling on.
We appear to be, without, by the way, I'd say without congressional authorization, entering into another Middle East war.
I would anticipate the Persian Gulf War will begin anew.
This one-off action can have unbelievably horrific consequences.
Number one, there will be dead Americans, dead civilian Americans as a result of this.
It's not just service members. All American citizens are now walking prime targets for Iranian retaliation.
And some Democrats even accusing Trump of using the airstrike to distract from impeachment. Squad member Ilhan Omar tweeting, so what if Trump wants war, knows this leads to war and needs a distraction? Oh, my God.
A distraction.
Pete. Typically, when there is something like this, the country comes together, you put politics aside. Of course, they can have the debate if the president should declare war. But accusing the president of using this for a block for impeachment?
Oh, but Trump. I mean, the whole idea of him being the commander-in-chief. There was a commentator today that said, right action, wrong commander-in-chief. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it doesn't matter the decision that he made. No, that was literally Jonathan Alter on another network said correct. The implication is I'd rather have the correct commander-in-chief, meaning Hillary Clinton, and the wrong action.
Mm-hmm.
And it sums up precisely how everyone who isn't a supporter of this the haters of the president view him. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to dislike him. The reality is, though, the commentary there is true. He made the right call. He made a call based on advisors around him who believe this is an imminent threat, and specifically because he saw a policy action taken under the Obama administration where sovereign American soil, whether it's a consulate or an embassy, was threatened and not taken seriously, dismissed by an internet video by the national security advisor later on. Ultimately, he said, if you're going to try that, and we know what Iran does. Iran 40 years ago used the American embassy in Tehran as the launching off point for their Islamic Republic. Yep. Embassies are meaningful to them. It's sovereign American soil. He said this will not happen again, and as a result, I see the signs in front of me, and I'm going to compensate. I'm going to send the Marines. I'm going to send the 82nd Airborne, which he did, by the way, knowing they had intelligence on Soleimani. Mm-hmm. That looked like a bit of a bigger reaction than people thought as a result, but they knew what was coming next. So this was something that was intentional because he didn't – imagine if he hadn't acted. The amount of negligence he'd be charged with for knowing about the gathering threat and not stepping up.
If there really was a different imminent threat, I mean, there have been imminent threats from Soleimani for decades, for over a decade. We know that. That's why I keep harping on actually wanting to hear more about this, because I think the American people deserve the knowledge about why this time was different with all of the potential downsides that will come from this strike. Look, I know...
Like Gaddafi in 2011? Like, there's lots of downsides that came from that, too.
But we're not talking about 2011, Pete. We're talking about today and President Trump.
Why can't you just step back and say, this is a bad guy who's dead, and that's a good thing?
Because I think the consequences that come from it could have far-reaching strategic negative impacts on the United States that outweigh the benefit from it. I mean, this is the most consequential decision that an American administration has taken in the Middle East since the decision to invade Iraq in 2003. And I just haven't seen the kind of strategic planning from the Trump administration that makes me think they know what comes next.
One thing to say, you know, you need more information, but you have Obama former administration officials like Ben Rhodes saying that they question the president's strategy and his competence to lead.
And I do, too. That's going to happen, and presidents can't worry about it, right? Mm-hmm. They have to be able to make decisions based on the information that they have. Their responsibility that they have, and history will figure that out.
I just cannot believe that there has to be any kind of debate. It's very simple to me. Obama sent cash. Trump sent missiles. End of the debate. The Obama administration was one big appeasement factory for the Iranian mullahs. Trump said, not another Benghazi, not another hostage situation at the embassy, not another death of another American, and Obama, who sent cash, Trump said, I'm going to send missiles, and he did it. And I want to say Happy New Year, all of my Iranian friends. The best thing that could have happened on January 3rd, 2020, was that this man who has caused death, destruction for decades in the Middle East and against his own people, we are a better off world that he is no longer here to spread his evil and his terrorism. And my Iranian friends are rejoicing. Now, yes, there may be consequences, but this president is resilient. Mr. Trump is the new sheriff in town. President Trump is resilient, and he is determined to put Americans first. He will defend his country. He loves his country. And let me just say this. He loves the Iranian people. I want to thank you so much for spending time with me this morning on my Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We are celebrating. The world is a better place with the death of Soleimani. God bless you. I will see you again on Thursday on the cross in the desert.
The curse.